All right, let's get down to business. You know, I hear people say that this is the most important election of our lifetime. Is it? What do you make of its importance?
I think it's more important than our lifetime. I would think that this election is perhaps the most important in the last century, going back to perhaps the Civil War.
Well, you'll have to explain that. Why?
I expect to. Why is because we have taken a 180-degree turn in our policy and foreign policy. We have adopted this incredible decision as announced by the president in his announcement of our policy future, which is a compulsory thing they have to do every couple of years. And he announced the system of
the preemption.
Preemption, of course. And with this preemption and the unilateral nature of it as a practiced by the administration very shortly thereafter, we have established a foreign policy which is unsustainable in a world that we hope will be governed by peace rather than war. And as a consequence, we are on a very, very dangerous course for not only the United States, but for civilization. The suggestion that one should take preemptive action if that nation believes that it is threatened by a neighbor. For heaven's sakes, that may sound possible to sustain that if you are a dominant nation such as the United States. But what do you do if you translate that same program to one of the African neighbor nations, to one of the Middle Eastern neighbor nations? As soon as you sense that you would feel endangered by your neighbor, you are therefore entitled, because the United States has established this wonderful concept, you are therefore entitled to go to war. What kind of a future is that for the world? It is incredibly impossible to sustain that kind of a foreign policy around the world, among all the nations of the world that are entitled, because of our leadership, to say, well, the United States does it, why can't we do it?
Well, the president says it's us against them, that we live in a dangerous world, we must defend ourselves, and we're going to divide the world up between those who support our policy and those who don't. And those who support us will be our allies, and those who don't will pay the piper.
Well, I'd say the one hell of a way to have those who believe with us to tell them that either you're with us or you're against us. Either you accept what we say that we will do, or you cannot be part of the game. That hardly seems to me to be a foreign policy that is very practical of long endurance. It may suffice for a moment, but it's not going to live very long in the history of our universe.